Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, people, animal trainer, pet lovers, PETA, those people who eat meat, vegans, vegetarians, omnivores, carnivorous people, whoever you are, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The voice you're listening to, it would have been me had I gotten an education, had I stayed into school, paid attention to all of my teachers, learned the lessons well, and dedicated myself to a collegiate career. This is how I'd be sounding. But due to the fact of several setbacks in the grading department, meaning less than adequate performance in nearly every subject, I have to mention that I flunked out of everything I've ever done educationally. And thus you have this right here. Morning, everybody. What's happening? What up? What's up, Shelly?
Hey, Steve.
Carla?
Happy Friday.
Carla ain't here. Carla. Hey, what's up, Tom? No, Jay? What's up, today. Jay?
What up, Steve?
Hey, nothing, baby. Tom A.
Yay, I'm here.
Yeah,
Steve.
Now the question is, who do you like better?
Ignorant Steve.
Uh-huh.
I like Ignorant Steve.
Ignorant Steve. What I like.
Is that even a question?
Yes, he asked which one you like better. I like Ignorant Steve.
Because the option is saying. And I don't see why anyone wouldn't pick a person like myself, educated, well-spoken, deservedly so.
Yeah, that ain't the dude that knocked on your door at the Red.
No, that ain't him. Because I would have slammed the damn door right away.
I dare you slam the door in my face. Are you a brother?
Ignorant Steve got help. Yeah. Helped him out.
Man, let me tell you something. I sure appreciate it. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I sure appreciate it, boy.
It works for you, man.
Gave me that $29, told me go in there. He said, this ain't camp. I don't share rooms, grown ass man. I like that philosophy. But I got $11. I'm sharing the room. I was not yet homeless at that point, so.
No,
I wasn't there yet. But shortly after that, though.
Oh, you came through homeless. You came through the house. You came through the house a couple of times.
Yeah,
I did not know. I had no idea you were homeless. I never had an idea you was homeless. When I think about it, when he came to my house, he had everything he owned in a bag. In one bag. I had the picture of it on the floor. I don't know what happened to it, but
man,
I should have known then.
Hey, dog, you used to show me that picture every now and then. He said, man, look at all your stuff out of this one bag on the floor. I said, yeah, I know, man. He said, man, you was homeless then? Yeah. He said, why didn't you tell me? You weren't going to let me live with you. You wouldn't even let me stay in the damn hotel room.
I had some tailoring money come in. I looked out for you, man. I was all right. I was doing
Jay, you know you don't like company. Now, just stop. Just stop right there. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, Jay is here with another book.
Brand new.
You ask, when he's off, what is he doing? He's writing books, okay?
Writing
he's
books.
An author.
Okay. Yeah.
What number is this now, Jay? You have like, what number?
I don't know.
You didn't do the raspberry, did you? We got to go. All right, Jay has another book he wrote.
This
if you're the only
book.
One working in the house. All right, we'll be back right after this.